At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour, as Arnie calls it, the bonus hour.
Yes.
Coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios with the stinking genius Arnie Spanier. I'm Chris Plank, TireRack.com. We'll help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. What is your, are you still solo tomorrow?
Tomorrow, you mean my wife is not, yeah, she's coming back tomorrow, but I'm not on the air tomorrow. I got the day off.
When is she getting back?
Oh, probably in the afternoon, like 4 o'clock or something like that. I'll sleep late. I'll have to get up early, let the dogs out, got to feed them. So I'll go to bed at like 3 a.m, get up at 6 a.m. Then I'm out of Frosted Flakes, so I'll eat some Honey Nut Cheerios. Gosh. And then I'll go back to sleep until like 11:30, until a half hour before the game starts.
You know, Paul writes, brings up a very good point. This has always been so confusing for me.
Yes.
And you've tried to explain it, but still you like claim every other city on the planet. Paul writes, I thought Arnie grew up in Pacific Palisades, one of the wealthiest zip codes in California. Mean streets, there means no valet parking at the restaurant.
No, first of all, I didn't grow up in Pacific Palisades, okay? Matter of fact, the only reason I got to go to Pacific Palisades High School is because I used a phony address. I didn't even live in the district because I couldn't afford it. You know, that's the high rent area there, and we didn't live in the district, and I had a friend who did, so I just used his address. You can't get away with that anymore. But I lived in the Bronx until I was 12 years old, so living in the Bronx 1 year is like dog years. It's like 7 years off your life, so that's the way it goes like that.
You know, it was kind of it's funny that you bring that up because you say live there when you were 12. Do you even remember anything from when you were 12 from living there?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I remember a lot from living in the Bronx, no doubt about that. No, of course I do.
I mean, I can't even remember what I did like last week. And you're telling me that you've got like this photographic memory of when you were 12 and living in the Bronx. Kind of like, I mean, everyone was like, gosh, the Jerry Jones picture when he was 14 years old. Yeah. And listen, as I think we talked about this on Wednesday night, you know, you can kind of shape that how you want, right? If you want to shape
right,
it as
right.
See Jerry Jones as a racist, that's fine. But I can't, I mean, I put that marker up on my Twitter feed the other day because that's the only thing I can remember from being 14 years old was like that marker and the smell of it. So, well, kudos for you. But
you know
I'm finally figuring this out.
You ever see those old pictures of when we were in grade school and you have the whole class together, I could go through those pictures to this day and get about like 80-90% of the kids' names going through the pictures. So, well, I'll still remember them as I'm going through the picture, you know?
That's a skill. But yet you can't remember your takes and change them all the time. Why do you do this to me?
Yeah, exactly.
Why do you remember like Alicia Long or Teddy Hanner that you went to school with, but you can't remember that you hated Tom Brady and that Tennessee stinks or Alabama's terrible? By the way, I've kept this tweet for when Alabama makes the playoffs this year, and it's from your boy, the great Aaron Torres, who whenever I found this, I got to find it in my phone real quick. It'll take me like 2 seconds. It was whenever Alabama lost to LSU, which I want to remind you, Alabama lost to LSU on what was it, Arnie? Oh, yeah. It was a last second 2-point conversion.
Exactly.
And
right.
And Aaron had tweeted, this Alabama team effing stinks. They're terrible. And I'm like, you know, they're probably still going to have like 5 guys drafted in the first round off this team, maybe the first and third or second and third picks in the draft. So there was a part of me that ever since I've seen that, I really want to see him make the playoffs just so I can send that to Old Takes Exposed, because I'm sure Torres would love that. That would make his day to end up on Old Takes Exposed. But regardless, we got a lot of college football. Which game are you looking most forward to? Ohio State, Michigan tomorrow?
Yeah, that's my key game. I mean, I do want to see Notre Dame at USC. There's no doubt about that. But Michigan-Ohio State's the number one game of the bunch. If I can only watch one game, it's going to be that one.
Well, the good news is you don't have to only watch
exactly.
one game. You can
Thank
watch
goodness.
Them all. That noon Eastern time slot where Michigan and Ohio State is does have a couple of interesting other games, but really more than anything, kind of don't get caught looking past, if you will. That Clemson-South Carolina game, that rivalry hasn't really been all that competitive over the last decade. And then, of course, Georgia Tech just beat North Carolina last week, but Georgia shouldn't have any issues. There's two games that aren't getting a lot of talk because if it's not for the playoffs, nobody talks about it. I kind of think Oregon State could be really good, Arnie. And
is that still the Civil War? Is that what that is or no?
I don't know. Is that the proper nomenclature anymore, or can we not say that?
I don't know if we're allowed to say that anymore. That's why I asked, yeah.
But it was a pretty cool nickname for a battle, wasn't it? Corvallis, Eugene, the Civil War between the two teams. Here's why. And there's something I'm going to watch on this really close. I'm intrigued by what the ratings look like for this game. Because this is USC is going off to the Big Ten, right? No, they're not fighting with any regents or anything to end up in the Big Ten like UCLA appears to be. But, Arnie, if that Oregon-Oregon State game is good and puts up, like, some massive TV numbers, would that do anything to make you feel confident about the future of the Pac-12? Anything?
No, first of all, will they even have massive numbers when you're going up opposite Auburn-Alabama? We talked about this earlier, that if all the games started at the same time, who would have the highest ratings out there? Auburn-Alabama is also at 3:30 Eastern, the same time Oregon-Oregon State is. And no, Oregon-Oregon State nationally – doesn't have the same cachet as Auburn, Alabama, Michigan, Ohio State, even if they weren't playing for a place in the playoffs. Those are still bigger rivalries than Oregon, Oregon State. Even USC, Notre Dame is bigger than that, too.
I'm trying to help you out here with the Pac-12. Now, I don't think that you're going to outrate Auburn, Alabama
by any stretch
of the imagination, but it'd be cool to see it kept close. And the other game I'm curious about, we've all fallen in love in LSU. Apparently, we forgot that LSU lost by 100 points to Tennessee, or maybe closer to four scores. But, Texas A&M, Arnie, surprisingly terrible. And not just kind of terrible, like losing a majority of their ace signing class from a year ago, terrible. But is there any chance in College Station that they bow up and scare the hell out of LSU tomorrow?
You would think so. I mean, just playing at home gives you enough, especially in the SEC, it certainly does. They're, what, a 10-point underdog in that game?
Huge!
That is, I mean, gosh, I would never have thought about that. What was the look-ahead line at the beginning of the year for this LSU A&M game? A&M had to have been favored by like 5 to 7 points or something like that, but could imagine trying to middle that game, Chris. You'd be getting rich this weekend, no doubt about that.
I have a practice that I like to throw in here when we head into the final week of the college football season. And sometimes, Arnie, I'll wait and do it until maybe the week after the conference championship games. But not the preseason rankings, but let's just take a look at the college football rankings after week one when we had a little bit of evidence out in front of us. Texas A&M was the number 6 team in the country.
That's insane.
You know, they were, man, Oklahoma was 7. But anyway, 6. Texas A&M was the number 6 team in the country, Arnie. They actually, if you think about it, they were able to celebrate that for like a day because they immediately lost Appalachian State the next week. But, you know, we talk about disappointments. They're not going to save anything by beating LSU tomorrow. But I get it. My Sooners are in that mix and on that list. Baylor's on that list. I mean, Florida. Everybody was all about Florida when they won their opening weekend game. Oklahoma State's been a disappointment this season. Kentucky, Arkansas. But, Arnie, is there a bigger disappointment in college football this season than Texas A&M?
No, it wasn't one of the ESPN guys from game day pick ESPN or pick A&M to go to the 14 playoff. Wasn't that one of their picks out there? If you picked A&M, you should be fired right off the bat, along with Peter King. You two should be fired immediately for picking A&M to go to the 14 playoff. What a horrible pick that one was. Unbelievable.
Well, do you really want to get into how bad Desmond Howard's 4-team playoff prediction was?
Yes, that's who it was. Yes, go ahead.
Okay. Here was Desmond Howard's 4-team playoff prediction in the preseason. Number one, Michigan. Not bad, right?
Michigan's
there. Number two, Texas A&M.
Good
number
pick.
Number three, Baylor. And number four, Pittsburgh. So I get it. You want to try to be different and unique. But when your 4-team playoff projection has 3 teams that probably aren't going to finish the season even ranked and 1 team that's not even going to the bowl game, I think it might be time to kind of hang up the old pick segment.
I would have done better picking Arizona to go to the 4-team playoff than A&M, man. What a pick that one was. Yeah, he did horrible on that night. And you're right. You do want to be a little bit different than everybody else, but that's off the charts, you know?
I mean, you're supposed to be an analyst, an expert. You played the game. You're supposed to know your stuff. You not only missed, you missed badly
horrible.
In 3 of the 4. I'm glad you brought that up. That's awesome. All right, it's Arnie and Plank on a Fox Football Sunday. Enjoy the college football. I gave you my what-if scenario to get Alabama back in this. Alabama is only alive right now for a potential shot because of the 2 losses for Tennessee. Maybe the Hendon Hooker injury factors into it. Probably should. Tennessee could help itself by blowing out Vanderbilt this weekend, but I do think both of them are out. There is some wild scenarios that could play out. Maybe not as wild as some think. TCU loses in the Big 12 championship. USC loses one of its final 2 games. Clemson stumbles just a bit. Then all of a sudden you're looking at, who's going to be that 3rd, maybe 4th team? I think that this could get crazy. But I do think chalk will hold this week.
So you don't think TCU can lose to Iowa State, right?
It's in Fort Worth. Iowa State is arguably one of the worst offensive teams I think I've ever seen in college football. So if TCU loses to Iowa State, I would be utterly shocked. I would be blown away. I'd be more shocked if Iowa State beat TCU than I would be if, say, South Carolina beat Clemson. I think Iowa State's that bad.
Do you know what the spread is on that game? I have it in front of me. I'm just wondering if you know what the spread is on that game.
Probably like 10.5.
Yeah, I mean, you would think there would be a lot more the way you're describing Iowa State, especially that it's in Fort Worth, but 10 doesn't seem like all that much.
It's two scores. I mean, what do you need it at? Like 22 or something to feel good about it?
No, but I mean, sometimes you do see like 17, 19 or something like that, but that'd be a little too crazy, I guess.
Well, I also think that Big 12's played a lot of tight games this year outside of OU Texas, but we're not talking about it. You look, Iowa State's been in a lot of one-score games this season. They're a good defensive football team, but I think I would take TCU laying the 10, and I'd feel real confident about it. I don't know how confident I feel about LSU giving 10 at Texas A&M, and I'm really torn on this one, Arnie. I don't know if you have it in your picks or not. I hope you do. But I don't know what to make of the USC-Notre Dame spread right now. Are you all in on USC being able to cover this? Are you buying into the resurgence of Notre Dame? Because what, it opened at like 7, it's down to 5.5 right now? I don't know how to feel about that.
4.5 is the latest I have. I'll have to double-check that. Yeah.
Wow.
I
mean,
that's right now. I have to go ahead and double-check that one. But the one in front of me has USC minus 4.5. A lot of money coming in on Notre Dame matter. In fact, people think that Notre Dame is the upset pick here and taking them on the money line. I like USC. I'm laying the points. I'm not sure why all this groundswell for the Irish, especially when the Trojans have an offense like that. So I like USC. That's a small number if you're asking me.
Yeah. You're not worried about what USC's done defensively at all?
Well, yeah. I mean, gosh, they certainly give up a lot of points. I mean, if you want to take the over 63, that's a lot of lumber. You know what I'm saying? That's a lot of points. But I guess if you were going to take it, you'd have to go with the over on that one also.
Wow, that's wild. So this opened at 6.5 for USC. It is down to 4.5 literally everywhere. It was up as high as 5.5 during the week. 66% of the money has come in on Notre Dame so far in their matchup against USC tomorrow afternoon.
Wow.
How about that? All right, when we come back to the TireRack.com studios, let's table the college football talk. Let's get caught up on your tweets. And who is in must-win territory this week as we head into Week 12? And what team do you think will struggle down the stretch? And what team do you think might actually start to roll? I've got examples from last year. We'll get Arnie's picks. It's all coming up on a busy Friday night into a Saturday morning on Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Hey, a couple of quick tweets. Kim wanted to say text. Tweets at Stinkin' Genius One. That's Arnie. He's basically on the air all day Sunday, including our show Sunday night from 10 p. to 1 a. Central Time. I'm Chris Plank. Sitting in for Jason and Mike live from the TireRack.com studios. Jason and Mike will make their triumphant return on Monday. Daryl writes, Plank doesn't remember anything from 12 years of age. How does that work? The guy must have the worst memory ever. Plank, you don't remember seventh grade? That explains a lot.
Yeah, come on, Chris. Do you remember seventh grade? Come on.
Yeah, no, I don't. All right, I remember I had a girlfriend named Vicky Weber, and she had Heather Elliff come tell me that I'm dumped. That's my memory from seventh grade, okay? That's it. That's all I've got for you, Daryl. I can Google up who the Raiders had and probably lay out the Dodgers starting lineup, but there's not enough space. I guess I don't have as big of a brain as you and Arnie do where I can recap all the people that were in my class. Josh writes, Arnie, try Life Cinnamon. It's a go-to cereal, my favorite. I like
no, no, no. I'm not doing that. Look, I usually
cereal's so terrible for you. Why don't you? Make
I know
sense
that,
of fruit?
But I ran out of now. I finished off my last bowl of Frosted Flakes. I do have two now full boxes of Honey Nut Cheerios, and then when
so
that runs out,
for you.
I will go with the Captain Crunch again. I'll rotate that back.
I thought you were like trying to eat healthy and like you go to Orange Theory and do all these workouts. You're not.
You don't have to eat everything healthy. Come on now.
It's yeah, that's kind of where it is when you get
you
to
actually
be our
do,
age.
Yeah.
You absolutely do.
So you can't have cereal? I mean, come on now.
The cereals you're mentioning are terrible for you.
I blame it on COVID and say I've lost my taste so I can eat anything.
Then eat something healthy for you. Don't cram if you've lost your taste, then don't cram Frosted Flakes or Cinnamon Toast
but
Crunch
I love
or whatever.
Frosted Flakes. I love it.
I thought
it,
you
man.
Couldn't taste anything. How
yeah,
are you doing
yeah.
it then?
I love Frosted Flakes.
Scotty, who's a Tennessee fan, writes, this Bama team is a four to five loss team, though. Incredibly lucky to not be a Liberty Bowl type team this season. Which again, he's right. I mean, they've struggled, but I think it's still top to bottom. You would look at him and say, if they get in, you don't want to face them. They're the most talented team, maybe on paper.
Stop it. 4-5 loss team. That's ridiculous. Come on, stop with the baloney, Scotty.
Okay. Here, let's. You want to do this? You really want to ruin this whole segment on the games that Bama easily could have blown this season? I mean, they got a lucky call against Texas, or that wouldn't have gone their way. Texas A&M was throwing to the end zone with a chance to win the football game, and their quarterback airmailed it. So there's the potential with a guy that was wide open. So how many losses would that be?
That would have been two. Well, yeah, two plus the two, right, four.
Math is hard. So, I mean, Ole Miss was driving on them with a chance to win the football game too. So, listen, they won all those games, so it's irrelevant. But if we're going to pretend like they're having a season – like Georgia or TCU.
No,
they're not.
No, not at all. But hey, don't forget the win over Austin Peay also. You're forgetting about that.
Oh, I mean, listen. Yeah. They play Texas in the non-conference. They didn't play Tarleton State, but they did play Austin Peay. So, geez, people are going to make me lose my mind. But I don't think I'd go as far as saying, you know, that they're a Liberty Bowl type team. They're still a good football team. And you, even if they've played in close games, you still get credit for winning those games. TCU's played in a lot of close games, right? Arnie needs to see blowouts. There's a lot of people like that. That's fine. Win in advance. Survive in advance. That's kind of the way I live. There was one more here that I wanted to get to. Oh, I have this one on my phone. Because I want to transition to the NFL here with Arnie and Plank on Fox Sports Radio. Because you asked a great question in our pre-show prep. What team will struggle down the stretch? What team do you think has a chance to roll down the stretch? And I brought up strength of, I think the actual term is remaining schedule strength. And we had mentioned that the team that has the toughest opponents left this season are the New York Giants. So I would put them, Arnie, in a group that would struggle down the stretch. And listen, they just got beat by the Cowboys. Also in that top 10 of teams who have a challenging schedule down the stretch is the New York Jets. Ninth toughest schedule headed down the stretch. They've got the Vikings, the Bills, the Dolphins, the Seahawks. So they've got four and then we'll see how the Seahawks roll after their bye. But they've got four really good teams left. So I put the Jets in that group of teams that will struggle down the stretch. But this was good from Happy, who writes, how can any team have a tougher remaining schedule than the Bengals? At Titans, Chiefs, Browns with Watson, we assume. At Bucks, at Patriots, Bills, and Ravens. It's actually the third toughest schedule with the seven games they have remaining behind the Giants, behind the Bears. Arnie, would you put the Bengals, who are sitting this year, not necessarily in a terrible place, but kind of right about where they were last year, would you put them in that group knowing how challenging that schedule is for Cincinnati starting this week and against the Titans? In the group of a team that you think can get hot and roll down the stretch, or do you think that they might be in trouble down the
stretch? They've won two in a row, but I think I would go the other way and say that they could be a team that that's going to be in trouble. And, you know, I'm not going to say they won't make the playoffs, but they might be there on the borderline. Look, they've been an up-and-down team. They're 6-4. The Ravens, only a game ahead of them, though. That's the thing they have going for them. And the rest of the division, you're not going to get any big fight back with Cleveland and Pittsburgh, though. I'm curious to see how Cleveland's going to be when they have Deshaun Watson. Though that, not that Deshaun Watson's going to be the end-all. He looked horrible in preseason, but I'm still kind of curious if they end up playing better football. But since the division is certainly giving, they certainly have a chance. But I would probably say I'm probably going to go to the other way and say they may have a little bit of a struggle because that schedule is tough. The Jets, you said that the ninth hardest schedule.
Ninth. According to Tankathon.
Yeah, I was thinking to myself, well, they're going to certainly struggle. They had to replace their quarterback, and then I would say to myself, was that a bad thing that they replaced the quarterback? Maybe I should go the other way and say they're going to now have a role because they replaced him. Do you know when they replaced Zach Wilson, the line did not change one bit whatsoever? That rarely happens when a starting quarterback goes out for any of the teams, any of the 32 teams. When the starter goes out, at least maybe a half a point, because money will start going on the other side because you feel like you have an advantage. That was not the case here with the Jets. Not even at all.
Can I push back on that just a bit?
Yeah, yeah.
It is the Bears, and we don't know what Justin Fields' status is.
Right, right.
So, I mean, it's not like they're playing a game that's like a 2 or 3 point spread. It was a 6 point spread to begin with. So, and we don't know who the Bears' starting quarterback is going to be. So does that mean anything at all from they didn't move? And I'm not trying to sell. I'm not one of these guys that's defending Zach Wilson or anything. But, I mean, does it really matter? Does that change your opinion knowing that it hasn't moved? But then again, we don't know if the Bears' starting quarterback is going to be there either.
No, I mean, yes, that does. But also the Bears have looked good the last, you know, what, 3-4 weeks. And Fields has looked so good, too. I mean, he's just looked tremendous in some of the runs he's made. So you're right. Maybe people don't want to go and take the Bears until they find the whole injury report and what's going on there. We'll see what happens. You know that game's going to move. I'm curious to see what's going to happen with the line on that one.
Okay, so what's the line you have on the Jets-Bears right now?
I have 6, but I'm going to go ahead and go to a different website and pick something else.
Okay, well, no, that's right. You're right. But it's already moved, Arnie. It's moved 2.5 points. It opened at 3.5.
Oh, so people jumping on the Jets without their quarterback. Is that
funny? Yeah, exactly. So, All right, so do you agree with me then on the Jets and the Giants as teams that might struggle down the stretch?
Yeah, well, especially with the schedules. I mean, that's really a tall-tale sign of that. Yeah, no doubt about that.
So do you see anyone, as we look at these standings, and before we get an update, and we'll go positive when we get back, we'll get the teams that will roll, we'll balance it out, we'll stay happy, but do you see any team doing what the Ravens did last year? And I had forgot about this until I looked back at the standings. Last year, heading into week 12, the Baltimore Ravens were 7-3. They went 1-5 the rest of the season. Now, granted, there were injuries, a lot factored into that, but when you're 7-3, you don't imagine finishing the season.
No.
I was 1-6. They finished the season 8-9. So, do you see anyone right now when you look at the standings, when you look at kind of the remaining schedules that is in a pretty good spot, Miami, but you could see the bottom falling out, like Miami, and the next thing you know, 7-3 becomes 8-9. Are you worried at all about that potentially happening at anywhere, maybe even like Miami?
No, but I'm going to die on this hill, so you know who I'm going to say. The Patriots, I still don't. But now I don't know if that's what you're insinuating, because they're still what are they 6-5 now or something like that. But I think the bottom is going to fall out.
No, I'm insinuating that the bottom's going to fall out of your Dolphins. But go ahead.
I think it's going to fall out for them. They got the Bills coming up now. Of course, being at Arizona and the Raiders, not all that tough. But both those games are on the road, and then they're going to face teams that have important games when they play Cincinnati, Miami, and Buffalo. So those games are going to be very important for those three teams. I could see the bottom falling out for them. Certainly the Patriots are going to miss the playoffs. I could see that happening.
You mentioned the Patriots. Last year, heading into week 12, the Patriots were 7-4. And they actually had the lead in the AFC East. They went 3-3 down the stretch and finished 10-7. And I guess you could say just barely got into the playoffs. What? Because we forget the top wild card last year was the Raiders at 10-7,
right,
who at this point last year were 5-5 on the season and went 5-2 down the stretch.
What were the Bills? The Bills were what, 6-5 or 7-6 before
the Bills were 6-4 last season at this point. Yeah, and they went 5-2 in their final seven games.
Yeah, it wasn't so like they weren't crushing it. I thought they were one game over 500, like 6-5.
They might have lost, but I'm just saying going into week 12, so they may have lost that week. But regardless, they ended up playing pretty well down the stretch to put them in position to host a playoff game as a wild card. So, yeah, they got that first. No, they hosted in the first round. That's right. Sometimes the old playoffs kind of just they all run together from even last year, because only one team got a bye, and that's the new rules. The other team who's kind of tumble last year caught my eye. How about Arizona? Heading into week 12 last year, they were 8-10, and then they went 3-4 the rest of the season.
No, not
but
8
balancing,
and 10.
Balancing,
that.
What's that?
Not 8, you said 8-10.
They were 8-2, sorry.
8-2, yeah.
Did I say 8-2? 8-2 at this point last season. They went 3-4 to wrap up the season. The 49ers at this point last year were a 500 football team, 5-5. They went 4-2 the rest of the year and, of course, ended up winning a playoff game. So there you go.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Purdue game that's on right now.
I had it on.
I couldn't do any more college basketball. It's like
too much for you, huh?
Yeah. It's like, gosh, is that Purdue center still in school? Is Drew Timmy still playing? Haven't you guys gone to like the G League yet or something? All right, it looks like we finally put a wrap on the college basketball games tonight.
By the way, just one thing on a side note about the World Cup, something I've never seen before. I saw a goaltender with the ball. He put it down. He was going to kick it, and he didn't notice that one of the defenders was behind him. And the defender came up and took the ball from him and almost got a goal on the thing. And it happened so quickly. Nobody saw him. He was, like, hiding out by the goal, and he was up on top of the goal, and he never saw the guy. It's like in the NBA when you let them inbound the ball and you come up from behind and knock it away. I'd never seen that before, and soccer was crazy.
Yeah, and that was that the early game today? Or was that
No, it wasn't today.
Game?
It was, I think it
oh,
was
it yesterday? Okay.
Yesterday, yeah.
I hadn't seen a situation where a goalie gets a red card and the team that was playing a man up ended up scoring two goals in the span of like 2 minutes. That was just blown away with the Iran win. And by the way, as Kevin brought up, Team USA with its draw today with England, as I understand everything, Arnie, win and you're moving on to the knockout
yes.
route.
Yes. Yes.
Which That's pretty, team?
I mean, it could go. Some craziness could happen, but pretty much you beat Iran, the United States will go to the next round.
All right. So we were talking about teams in the NFL. So we had a week 12 that we think could start to struggle, like Baltimore did last year. They were 7-3, went 1-5. Arizona was 8-2 at this point last year, went 3-4 down the stretch, and got smoked in the first round of the playoffs by the Los Angeles Rams. Arnie, who are teams that you think could roll in the second half of the season? Now, I'll give you this. The three easiest remaining schedules, according to Tankathon.com, the Carolina Panthers, the Baltimore Ravens, and the easiest remaining schedule in the National Football League belongs to the Kansas City Chiefs.
Ooh, jeez.
Man, I just hope that course. I hope that team can catch a break. It's been so tough for the Chiefs.
I don't even know
how it's going to happen here. But, you know, I put Tampa Bay down as a team I think can roll. And they've got a pretty easy schedule with what's left. Am I crazy?
No, especially in that division where, you know, you're pretty much going to be in every game and, you know, you're probably going to be the favorite in every game also. So I would say, no, that's a possibility. Now, that doesn't mean they'll go ahead and, you know, run a whole bunch off in a row, but they should be able to win that division and win those divisional games. I agree with you. And I was going to say Baltimore before I knew their schedule. Now that you told me how easy their schedule is, they've not played as well, nearly as well as I thought they should have or so far this year. I think they're going to pick it up. I think they're just going to get better after this. 7-3 is still okay. They're even better than that 7-3 record. They should really be like an 8-2 team, but I think they're going to pick it up, and Lamar Jackson will start getting a little bit better also. He's had down year down games after the first couple of games.
Hey, I have a dumb question on that. Do you think that some of the contract stuff with him has been a bit of a distraction? Again, every time I feel like I watch them, they play out of their mind. Every time I don't watch them, they struggle. So Ravens fans, maybe I should watch more of your games. But is that a distraction at all, you think, for this team?
Of course. Well, it's a distraction for him, I would think. Okay. Wouldn't it be a distraction for you? It'd be a distraction for me. I know I've had to deal with contracts just in radio. And it became a distraction just to figure out, all right, if these guys don't want to go in and give me what I want, I'm going to have to get another job, move my house, blah, blah, blah. And you're thinking about stuff like that. So, yeah, I would think it's a little bit of a distraction. I'm not going to say that that's the reason why for some of his, you know, below par play, but I got to think it's in his mind a little bit.
Okay. Anyone else you want to add to your list of teams that could make a run?
That could make a run that, well, I thought the Cowboys, but they're already at 8-3 right now. So I don't know if that's really a good example, but I, you know what?
I'll back you on that. I think that's a good example. You know, you don't have to be 5-5 or 3-7 to say they're going to make a run, right? I mean, they could elevate themselves with a couple of wins, Arnie, up to that one seed. And to me, that's making a run. Right? I mean, look, again, very much like what happened last year with, who was I just bragging on, the Bills. They were 6-4 and made a run to put themselves to the number two seed. Or actually, what were they? Yeah, they were the three seed last year heading into the playoffs.
Yeah, the Cowboys, I don't know if they still could do Philadelphia and catch them because they're still two games behind, but there's still plenty of games left. But, yeah, I can see them going on a run, especially, again, if they're going to get Odell Beckham Jr. I know you don't care too much about that, but if they somehow pull that off, that could help them certainly make a run and maybe make a run in Philadelphia.
What do we make of what you think is going to happen in Seattle the rest of the way?
I was going to, that's what I said. I don't even know if they're going to make the playoffs, but that division's so bad.
Right.
You know, that certainly helps them a lot also, and they'll be right there in the thick of things. But Carroll's just done a phenomenal job. I don't know how he pulled it off. I thought this was going to be one of the worst teams in the NFL this year, you know?
I think a lot of people were banking on them being one of the worst teams in the NFL.
But I did tell you that Russell Wilson wasn't going to be all that missed because of, you know, what when he went ahead and went to Denver, I said he's never going to take Denver anyplace. I never bought into that to begin with anyway.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May.
Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Want to increase your salary? Discover your earning potential with CareerBuilder. CareerBuilder.com knows you have superpowers that make you good to your job. They're called skills, and CareerBuilder.com has tools specially designed to help you move up, like CareerBuilder CoLab. Check out resume examples, learn what recruiters are looking for, search salaries, and view different career paths based on your skills. You'll be amazed to know how many ways you can use the skills you already have to build your future. Visit CareerBuilder.com.